It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This year's Super Bowl will be played in Phoenix. If you can't make it to the big game, travel contributor Elaine LaBalm, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, still recommends a visit to the Valley of the Sun. And she's here to fill us in on her food and travel recommendations for Arizona's capital city. Elaine, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'd be better if I was in that 73-degree Arizona weather, but, you know, we'll make do.
Me too.
So, New Girl, Super Bowl 49 will be played at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona on Sunday. What can you tell us about the facility, sometimes referred to as the Big Toaster?
That's a good name.
I guess it has to do with the roof, and then like there's like grooves in the top of it.
Yes, it sounds like a terrific facility. It was opened in 2006. This is a stadium that has the retractable roof and the retractable field. You've probably heard about it. So the field is on rollers, as it were, and then they can just roll it out of the stadium, have that grass field outside, so that it gets the sun, gets some nice weather on it, and yet they have the inside of the stadium available to conferences and, conventions, concerts, what have you. They don't have to worry about people trampling the field. So it's a really neat facility. It holds about 70,000 people, I think standing room only, up to about 78,000. And you're right, today's weather was like 73 and sunny. Forecast on Sunday, 70 degrees and Sunday. It looks like it's going to be an awesome game.
So the big game is obviously going on this week, but the Phoenix area, it has a lot to offer. So what are some of your favorite activities, Elaine?
This is an area I've visited, luckily, a number of times, very close to California, where we were for many years. And some of my favorite things, I love being outdoors in the Phoenix area. So you've got Camelback Mountain, which is just perfect for hiking and biking. It's just a great outdoor setup. While you're there, you want to be outdoors. The temps are very comfortable this time of year. Get yourself up to Camelback Mountain. Probably my favorite museum is the Heard Museum. This is a showcase of American Indian art history. You don't want to miss it. Just go online, see what the exhibits are now. Lots of good rotating exhibits and demonstrations and things of that type. I also would recommend a visit to the Wrigley Mansion, which was, I guess, cheekily referred to as his winter cottage by Mr. Wrigley, built in the 1930s, chewing gum fame. This is a gentleman who had many houses, probably had half a dozen homes.
The man for whom Wrigley Field in Chicago was named.
That too, Wrigley Gum, Wrigley Field, you're right. So his little winter cottage had 24 rooms and 12 baths over 16,000 square feet. It's a really special property, Spanish Mediterranean style. You can take tours of it. It's up on a hill with really a 360-degree view of the valleys and the Phoenix area.
Nice little cottage.
It's a nice little cottage for those who can do it. And the other thing, not necessarily in Phoenix, but as you and I were speaking about a couple of moments ago, you want to try to get to the Grand Canyon if you can while you're out there. Give yourself a couple extra days. It's just a three-hour drive. Go in there in the off-season. What a treat. The crowds are so big at the Grand Canyon in the summer. So treat yourself to a visit in the winter. You can still see the South Rim. Well worth it. And even Hoover Dam in Las Vegas, a four-hour drive, very close.
Talk to us about the vibrant arts and architecture of the region, including Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin West.
Yeah, I mean, a terrific place. Let me mention one other first that I love, the Mesa Art Center. This is a performance venue, also has a lot of art galleries, but it's a great modern building, flooded with light, glass. It's a terrific showcase of Southwestern art, so you should try to check that out. And, of course, you can't visit without getting to Taliesin West, Frank Lloyd Wright's winter home and school in Scottsdale, so right close by Phoenix. He actually purchased the land on which Taliesin West is built for $3.50 an acre. I mean, talk about a deal. And he loved building within the natural environment, using materials from right close at hand, so nothing that had to be shipped in. The building is built with desert rock. He was very conscious of natural light, so you've got neat overhangs that keep the sun from bearing down on you, but still will let in light horizontally. There's so many neat details of it, built in the 1930s, and it's like the quintessence of Frank Lloyd Wright's architectural style. The furniture and the decor, all designed by him, built by his apprentices. There are many Frank Lloyd Wright homes in this region, as we've talked about previously, but seeing his school and his winter home is, you have to do it.
Put that on the list. We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalm, who fills us in on food and travel ideas at various places all around the region and the country and the world, for that matter. That dry desert heat since we are talking about Arizona, it's said to be good for mind, body, and soul. Is that why there are so many spas in that region?
That's a great question, the old chicken and the egg. It's like, did the weather bring the spas, or did the spas just come because there were so many spas? It's hard to say, but you can't deny that you go there, and in a lot of ways you almost feel reborn. It is just so, that weather, you know, the dry, no humidity, it's so cosseting. I mean, the fact that this time of year could be in the 70s, and it is every day, is pretty special, and as a result, you know, this whole spa industry has morphed in the region, and just about every hotel worth its salt is going to have a spa in it. But in terms of that sort of very special experience, there's one in Paradise Valley called The Sanctuary. Could not have been better named. That as a standalone spa with all kinds of, you know, treatments that use materials from the region, you know, for their soaks and their scrubs and what have you. That's probably the one that that feels best. And I, you know, was lucky to experience it once and still remember it fondly. But you would not be short of spas in the region, and something else you should consider.
When the pioneers rolled through and they were like, look at all the spas.
Let's stay, they said, and they did.
Give us a few of your favorite places to eat in Phoenix.
Again, like so many major cities in America, oodles of choices. But if I can synthesize it to two really, really favorite places, one would be Pizzeria Bianco. This is the restaurant of Chef Chris Bianco, who has in recent years won a James Beard Award, very highly regarded. And actually, the first time I went there, it was this tiny little hole in the wall in a strip mall. And folks had said, go check it out. This guy's pizza is really good. And it was just otherworldly. He was a disciple of Alice Waters and, you know, did tremendous thin crust pizzas and great salads and whatnot. And in recent years, he's, you know, got a couple locations now, and the wait is very long. So go during, you know, an off time. But do not miss his thin crust pizzas. The other place I would recommend is Vincent Market Bistro, and this is owned by the chef who also owns Vincent's on Camelback, you know, highly regarded, you know, five-star restaurant for many, many years. And he's got this sort of smaller kind of cafe bistro type setting where you have the same quality and attention paid to the food, but a much more reasonable price point and with, you know, a smaller, you know, less people. So those are the places I would not want to miss in Phoenix.
And last but not least, hotel rooms. You need a room, and they will likely be at a premium this week, but that won't always be the case, right? And what are a few of your favorite places to stay in Phoenix and environs?
Well, and again, because it's a city that caters so much to tourism, tons of hotels, lots of options at every, you know, price point, style point. Two places I like that I believe really have a sense of place, and I think you want to go there and get that sort of southwestern laid-back vibe. It really is what the area is about, the cactus and whatnot. So you go to the Hermosa Inn in Paradise Valley. A lot of the rooms are what they call these little casitas, so these small little cottages, as it were. And they're done very much in the southwestern style, the whitewashed walls and the rough-hewn wood furniture, the leather and whatnot. The Hermosa Inn is unbelievably comfortable, special, great little restaurant. I think the bar is called the Last Drop Bar. And it probably has a few of those last
sounds like my
standing
kind of place.
There you go. I liked it. And the other one I would suggest is the Royal Palms Resort and Spa. That's probably kicking it up a notch. But again, also, you know, everything from rooms to casitas to villas, as it were, in a great southwestern setting. You know, lovely outdoor pool. They've got their own spa. T. Cook's Restaurant is the restaurant there. Also very good. So those are a couple of places that are really special and will give you a sense of place. But fear not, you could go to hotels.com and there's probably hundreds and hundreds of viable places to stay in Phoenix.
Sounds like Arizona is a great place to be, whether the Super Bowl is happening or not.
Absolutely, I agree.
Elaine LaBaume is our travel contributor. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
Seattle. I'm a West Coast girl. How about you?
I'm going with you.
All right.
Fist bump on that.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.